Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
44512. What I'm calling about is they were supposed to refund me my $7.95, and they have not received. I have not received it yet.
Okay. Well, could I have your first and last name, please?
Geraldine Cook.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
What's that, honey?
Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address for me?
Yes, 4521 South Avenue, Apartment 1, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512.
Thank you. I'm just waiting on that to load. Okay, so yeah. I do see here you did pay the $7.95, and that was for the KitchenAid.
I didn't know what I was ordering and this and that, and it said something about like $2, and then next thing I know, there's like almost $8 taken out of my account. So they said that they would cancel the order and refund me my $7.95.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. So I do see here. Let me see.
I just checked my account while I was waiting for you to answer the phone, and I have not received it yet on my bank account.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see here that it was refunded to you back on the 10th. Sometimes refunds can take up to 3 to 5 business days, so you should receive that refund no longer than tomorrow.
Okay, because it's not showing in my account right now.
Yes, ma'am. So I do definitely see that it was refunded here on this end. So I would just recommend just giving it the full business day tomorrow to make sure that you have not received the refund, and then you can give us a call back.
Okay.
And was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, because I just want them to refund me my money back. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing.
I understand, ma'am.
Okay, well, hopefully it'll be there tomorrow.
Okay, well, I thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
Uh-huh, bye.
Bye-bye.